The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the return from Reinhart. Now out to Barkov. Matthew Tkachuk with it once again. Here's Barkov. Down low. Backhand shot. Score!
Florida beats Carolina in game one of the Eastern Conference Final. Saw a video there. Somebody posted. Eric Staal, special assistant to the Sabres GM, is in Carolina rooting on. His brother's on the team, so I guess we'll allow it. Had Kevin Adams been there next to him cheering, we'd have an issue, right? Kevin Adams not allowed to cheer for Carolina. At least not publicly.
Yeah, no, not publicly. Staal, you know.
His brother's on the team.
I guess we're all collectively lucky Joe's on vacation. I'm not sure how Joe would have handled
it. Yeah, he might not have handled that well. That's probably right.
And you probably were starting the show with that, if Joe was here.
That's right.
He would have came in. He would have been here early. He would have carved out time. And, Joe does not like the Carolina Panthers.
Hurricanes.
That's what I meant.
It's wow. Carolina wow. V the Panthers.
Wow. Yeah, there goes there goes my morning break.
It happens. Carolina. Jeremy and Joe. Nate's in for Joe today. Joe's on vacation this week. Nate today. Sal's in tomorrow. You can give us a ring, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Really no rumbles on this Sabres senior advisor conversation, huh? It's pretty widely reported they want someone like that, and Eric Staal has been the only front office addition. If they don't get one, does that just kind of go away? Oh, I guess it didn't happen. They changed their mind. I mean, they haven't come out and said that they want that, right? Like, Adam's looking for help.
Do you think there's a chance that they're waiting for Brendan Shanahan to get fired in Toronto and try and steal him away?
That would be another example to me of, can they get him?
Right.
Who can they get? They want a senior advisor. They want somebody. They want another. I mean, unless they think Eric Staal is just that, like another set of ears to hear ideas.
I'm just not sure what credible veteran person in the NHL is signing up to be Kevin Adams' understudy.
Yeah, Shanahan definitely wouldn't be understudy.
Sure.
And is this role, are you giving up power in this role? I don't think so. I mean, why would Kevin Adams give up power? Unless he was forced to.
It feels like a resume builder for someone that's already going to have a very good resume. Like, that's kind of how the role feels.
Like Eric Staal. A former player who doesn't have any experience in a front office getting experience. That's who they're going to be able to get.
All right, friend of the GM.
Right. Or literally someone that's 75 and is trying to cling to any remaining relevance in the NHL.
I feel like most names would be fine with me. Lou Lamoriello, I heard how terrible that would be from a lot of people. I didn't think that was going to be terrible.
Yeah,
I think it'd be fine. Not that he would actually take that job, but that was a hot rumor for a few minutes. Of course, they had reached out to him. He was not interested. Then he spotted in town, reportedly renewing his Nexus. Any hockey credibility to me seems like a good idea. It'd be hard to convince me there's a bad idea. In fact, bad GMs get multiple jobs. Jason Bottrell is the GM of the Seattle Kraken. He was horrible.
Horrible. Terrible.
He's got another job. And maybe that'll work out. Ken Holland has had some pretty rough times, some pretty good times, some pretty rough times. He's now in L.A.
Yep.
So there are – you would think that with the way that this league keeps people employed, the NHL, and you know, you could just fall – out of one job and get another job. Like Phil Housley was an assistant coach.
You need one of the guys that's outside the top 34.
Like 37th?
Yeah.
Can you get that guy?
Sure.
That'd be fine, I think. Any more resources for Kevin Adams to work with, I suppose.
It's kind of like a waiting list. If you're 37th, two general managers get fired, you automatically moved up to 35th.
I say this to not be snarky at all. Who does Mitch Marner love? Because they got Taylor Hall because of Ralph Kruger being here. All right, hold on. Does Mitch Marner's dad want to be the assistant? Do you think I'm kidding? Just get good players. How do you do it?
Yeah.
Who would Mitch Marner say, like, you know what? Yes, I now believe in the Sabres, and I will sign to play there because they hired
Josh Allen.
This Josh Allen can be the special assistant of the GM.
And just for Mitch Marner. Special assistant for the Mitch Marner convoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that too far? Is that a bridge too far? Back when the Sabres had Eichel, there was some reporting that they might hire his college coach David Quinn.
That's right.
Which, of course, they did not do. And I remember at the time it was mocked, like, yeah, right, please, David Quinn, going to be an NHL guy. And then what did he do? He got an NHL job.
Yep.
And was just a coach in the NHL for a couple years.
They did also get Eichel's college teammate.
Two NHL jobs he
Evan
got.
Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks less and less like it was a favor to Eichel and more and more like Evan Rodriguez can play hockey, which scratches or whatever, which opens an old wound because Evan Rodriguez played for the Sabres for multiple seasons, was obviously reasonably good, and they didn't know who was a good player and who's not. He was on the Panthers' top line last night.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, like just another guy who, he's not some game breaker, but he could play the sport. And they would have rather rolled out Vladimir Sobotka. I don't know if those two crossed over at the exact same time, but Rodriguez, Erod, he's another one. It's like, this guy actually is not terrible. He's a fine bottom six guy, in the case last night on the top line. I don't know. With the Sabres, we'll see. The Amerks play tonight against Laval. It's game three in that series. It's tied at one game apiece. So hopefully they can get through Laval tonight. And they got to win two out of three there on the road. The deal 2-3 format. Three straight in Laval. Tonight, Friday, and Sunday if necessary. 803-0550. Sean in Buffalo is up next. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Real quick, I just wanted to check with you on the Kevin Adams senior advisor situation with the Sabres. I looked at it less like Kevin Adams' understudy and more like an efficiency expert coming in like the Bobs in Office Space. What do you guys think about that as somebody who's going to say, like, either do it this way or, you know, whether it's, I don't really like the 75-year-old comment clinging, you know, from some 20-year-old punk. I think that's a little age discriminatory, though. Could be 75 years old, might be able to run circles around you, young lad. But I'll just put it to you this way, is they need somebody because it's a mess over there. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean. Someone to basically be the advisor over top of Adams? I mean, I think senior advisor is just...
The way
the role is talked about, it sounds like the kind of thing they should have done the day he was hired.
Yes.
And again, the way that it's talked about is just the reporting that the Sabres have been reaching out potentially for senior advisor kind of roles. Consultants. You think I'm kidding about the Marner thing. Chris Pronger, does he want to be the GM? I always ask this to Joe. Does Ryan Miller want the job? I'm still kind of stuck there. We'll see if anything happens on that front.
What's the legality of hiring a player's agent as a GM? Can you do that?
Marner?
Well,
does Mitch Marner want to be the senior advisor to the
Sabres? The Knicks did that. Leon Rose was a big agent in the league and then became the general manager, and then they got good because he got good players that liked Leon Rose.
Yeah, there are a couple guys that have gone the agent to front office route.
Mm-hmm.
Kent Hughes in Montreal was that, mm-hmm. right? He was massively successful so far.
One more. Bob Myers.
The
Warriors GM was an agent. He went from an agent to front office to now media, NBA analyst. Listen, there are worse ideas than hiring an agent.
Yeah, they just, I don't know. I'm of the mind that whoever they get is not really good. I just don't know anybody credible that's going to decide that they're going to be an assistant to somebody that's probably going to lose his job in 12 months.
Well, unless they make the playoffs.
Maybe that might be a selling point, to be honest. If I get in here, maybe I can convince the owner that I'm the next guy. I don't know.
803-0550. Rob Pelinka, another one there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we find our new plan. There you go, Sabres.
Agent turned front office.
Yes. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Rob Pelinka, from executive to agent to GM. All right, 803-0550, our phone number. Speaking of basketball, we're going to do some basketball chatter at 9 o'clock, previewing the Eastern Conference Finals. You got to get everybody on your Knicks train here.
Not a problem.
Yeah?
I'll get them going today.
All right.
I'll get them going.
And we'll look back. I heard Sal playing some clips yesterday of like the, what year, 1994?
Well, the last time that they played
in the Eastern Conference Final?
Well, I think it was 99.
99, okay.
Yeah. That would have been the year Allen Houston.
Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson and Ewing both didn't play in Game 7 of that series.
That's Larry Bird is the manager.
Yes.
Or is the coach, rather. Yep. 94 is when Reggie Miller scores 9 points in 9 seconds.
Correct.
Yeah. Peak.
Yeah.
Peak stuff.
And he's calling the game tonight in New York.
That's good stuff.
And this happened last year. The Knicks were super shorthanded. Bunch of guys injured. Indiana ends up winning that game, and then they go to the Eastern Conference Final last year.
So the round before.
Yes, in the second round. And they had chance in MSG.
At Reggie.
Bleep you, Reggie.
Yeah.
And you know what Reggie said in the lead up to that game? He goes, you know, aren't you a little concerned? You're going to be calling a game in New York? Aren't you worried? He goes, I've owned that city and that team my entire career. You think I'm scared to walk into New York? And the whole arena, after the announcements of the players, got into an FU Reggie cheer. It's going to be electric.
I hope to get one of those tonight.
Me too.
Be pretty fun. Steve Ashburner, NBA.com, joins us at 9 o'clock to preview tonight's Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final in the NBA between the Pacers and the Knicks. Very fun. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe today. You can join us on the phones 803-0550 here on WGR.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.